Well, hello there. This is Brent Haysker, and I have just recently gotten back from the Apollo 15 tweet-up and had a chance to take a breather here and catch my breath and kind of start sorting through all the footage that I took and kind of thinking back over today and everything that occurred. It was really a fun day, as is usual whenever you go to Kennedy Space Center. And basically, for the most part, I mean, the highlight was being able to see Al Warden again, to film him and get another presentation on tape. I think this time his presentation was probably even better than the one I saw last year, which was quite enjoyable. He seemed to be having a whole lot more fun today and had a much better turnout. Last year when I saw him, I was very disappointed because really, there's probably only about 30 people or less at the event. Today, there was, I counted at least 100 people, but there was more than that. Could have been as high as about 110, 120, but I at least counted 100 people. So much better turnout. It just felt a lot more exciting than the presentation last year. And like I said, he was delivering, like he was having more fun too. After that, went on the bus tour and saw Shuttle Endeavour on the pad, which actually I was quite impressed. I'm an alumni of NASA TweetUp. Had a chance to go all the way to the launch pad, and see Atlantis on the pad last year, and that was just incredible. I mean, I didn't think anything was going to be as spectacular as seeing Atlantis right up close next to the launch pad. And no, this wasn't as good as that, but I was very impressed with how good the view was. I was thinking it was going to be just this teeny tiny little dot off in the distance, but really had quite a great view. Got to go up at least three stories, and from there you were able to clear over the sight line over the trees, so you could get a nice good view of the shuttle up on top of the the launch pad. Of course, they had the rotating service structure that was covering the shuttle, but you could see the top of the external tank peeking up above, as well as at least one of the solid rocket boosters. Still an impressive sight. Just even if you were looking at the launch tower by itself without the shuttle, that would still be a very impressive sight because it's just an incredible structure in of itself. After that, went to what happened after that? I think did a little browsing around, but then headed right on over to the Astronaut Hall of Fame because by that point it was starting to get late. By the time I got to the Astronaut Hall of Fame, it was about 5:30 and they closed at 6, so kind of had to rush through real quick and see what Apollo 15 related items they had there. One of the funny things that happened while on the bus tour, to kind of go back to that, kind of off topic, but it's kind of funny. The bus tour, they always want to point out the alligators and the bald eagle nest. And so in this particular case, the bus driver is slowing down in order to show us, hey, look over to the right there. There's the bald eagle nest. You want to take a look at that bald eagle nest? And so, of course, everyone's looking over at, oh, I see it. And then, of course, there's these buzzards flying around in the area, and people are pointing at the buzzards going, wow, look at the magnificent eagle. Wow, they're just so beautiful looking. But, they were just buzzards. There was really no eagles around. So anyway, it was a really fun day, and I'm running close to my five minute limit here on AudioBoo, so I'll just kind of wrap it up. I'm going to have some footage up soon of the event. I got great footage of Al Warden just 10 feet away throughout most of the presentation, and so I can't wait to get that up. And took a lot of footage of, just stuff around Kennedy Space Center, tried to get some really good HD video of a lot of the stuff. So that's it for now, and I hope you will check out the videos when I post them. Thanks.